Today, on the feast day of Saints Timothy and Titus, we offer our holy hour tonight, especially for those with any kind of stomach or intestinal difficulties. And that's because Saint Timothy is the patron of anyone who suffers from ailments of the GI tract, as they say, for a very simple and endearing reason. In St. Paul's first letter to Timothy, almost as an aside in the middle of the letter, he tells Timothy this: "No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for the sake of your stomach and your frequent ailments." And that's such a sort of tender aside. It's something simple that St. Paul, writing to Timothy, giving him instructions as one of the church's first bishops, laying out the pattern of Christ's church that he had received from Christ himself, establishing the practices that would govern the church for millennia. And in the middle of that, he takes a moment as an aside to tell Timothy to take care of his stomach, to drink a little wine with his water. That's a tender and touching moment. It also, I imagine, is a little bit of an embarrassing one. That in sacred scripture, throughout the ages from now until the last day at the end of time, we'll be hearing about Timothy's gastrointestinal problems. And I think that's part of the lesson too. Because sickness is so often embarrassing. It's embarrassing to have to let other people take care of you. It's embarrassing to let other people see you in distress. And there's something particularly embarrassing about stomach problems and intestinal problems. And yet here we are given St. Timothy, one of the pillars of the early church, and told that he suffered from that too. And that St. Paul, the author of so much of the New Testament, knew about that and cared about it enough to include it in his writing. God wants the greatest things for us. And St. Paul is so good at laying that out, telling us that we are like runners in a stadium, and runners train hard so that they might win. Do likewise. St. Paul talks about suffering with such eloquence, as one who suffered much, desiring to suffer with Christ, filling up what is lacking in his afflictions on behalf of the church. St. Paul talks about the great things that God wants for us so often. But also, as here, St. Paul talks about the small things that God wants for us. The sort of tender and slightly embarrassing moments in which God wants us to let other people take care of us, to give us healing and strength. And if that's not possible, at least to help alleviate some of that suffering and embarrassment and pain and help us to bear it with Christ. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we kneel before Christ tonight in this holy hour, let us bring to him all of those embarrassing sufferings of our life. And especially let us pray for anyone who falls underneath St. Timothy's patronage tonight, anyone who suffers from ailments of the stomach, the intestines, that they might be given the grace to overcome embarrassment, that they might be given the grace to allow others to care for them, that they might be given healing, and most of all, that they might be given the grace to offer in that sufferings, just like St. Paul and St. Timothy did, with Christ, for the sake of his bride, the church.